Last night's Service to America Medals Gala celebrated federal employees who went above and beyond the call of duty. The Federal Employee of the Year was Dr. Rana Haje, Director of the Division of Bacterial Diseases at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You heard her earlier this morning. And she thanked many people during her speech, especially her colleagues. This is an example of the way that people honor the teams around them when they get these medals.
And every single day, especially in these times now where many of my colleagues are putting their lives on the line to fight the spread of the Ebola epidemic in West Africa, CDC has provided this great environment where excellent public health science is combined every day, 24/7, with full commitment and compassion to protect our country and to make the world a healthier and safer place. And to me, this is really the ultimate goal of public service.
And that's Dr. Rana Haje, the Federal Employee of the Year, and also a very well-known epidemiologist and researcher at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Joining us now with a recap of last evening is John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. And it was great seeing you across the room last night. We didn't have a chance to talk, but what a great event. What a great series of federal heroes, really.
It's one of those evenings, I think, that restores your faith in the public servant, really, because it's been a year filled with pretty bad stories, you know, and VA or this or that happening. And yet there are so many federal managers, federal scientists, federal researchers doing this tremendous work. And this is the one place they really get the recognition they deserve.
Well, yes, you know, in the first part of your comment, Tom, right on. You know, what makes the news typically are the things that don't work well or somebody screws up. But the fact of the matter is, as those of us who hang around the federal government know, that the vast majority of federal employees come in every day and do great service to the American public, and it just doesn't make the news because it's commonplace. But, you know, it is important to periodically stop and recognize what's going on, and particularly some of the folks who were represented by our award winners last night who are just doing amazing things. And Tom, let me also mention to your listeners that federalnewsradio.com, you guys have done a great job. You've got on the website a profile of the medal winners, but I know you've interviewed a lot of these folks, and you have links to the interviews, and your colleague Francis Rose was there last night also. Either you or Francis has, I think, interviewed just about all the winners.
Yes, so we have. Between us, we've gotten them all, and even a couple of times once the people became known to be winners. And also the web package, we should thank our web team, Julia Ziegler, Shefali Kapadia, Mike O'Connell, put a lot of that material together and so that you can see it and hear it all again at federalnewsradio.com.
Yeah, but John, one of the things, job, and I really encourage folks to go take a look.
Sure. Go on. One of the things I wanted to ask you, a theme that emerged to me last night, maybe it's because I can't stay to the very end because of the hours I keep, and my table mates understood that. But a couple of people mentioned, a couple of winners mentioned the fact that they themselves were not born in the United States, or perhaps their parents were not, and they felt a strong sense of duty to a nation that gave them the types of opportunities they would not have had where they came from.
Yes, that's a theme that has arisen in prior SAMI galas as well. We do have, we still are a nation of immigrants who become citizens and who want to give back to the country. And I will tell you, it's really interesting. Here at the Partnership for Public Service, we have frequently delegates from other countries, government officials from other countries. 2 weeks ago, I had a four-person delegation of managers from the Ukraine. They come to this country as leaders in their governments to learn more about how the U.S. federal government manages to do the job that it does with, you know, lack of corruption, with a dedicated workforce and so on. We become complacent in this country, Tom, about our public employees, and we just kind of take them for granted. But if you have a chance to step out, and if you're, especially if you're another country and you know how important government is, it's really something that we should appreciate more, I believe, because it's part of what makes us such a great country is that we have, I believe, a great government populated by great government employees.
Well, the Constitution begins with we the people in order to form a more perfect union. And I think it's incumbent upon people that are citizens or whatever political stripe you're on is to take care of the house that we all live in. And I think one way to do that is to recognize the people that do work on our behalf. And we pay them and so forth. But nevertheless, you know, it's a calling, I think. I was impressed with Benjamin Tran. And also with Sean Young, the two young men from the Air Force Research Laboratory that created these almost like toy airplanes, model drones that can pick out improvised explosive devices.
Wasn't that remarkable?
Just amazing. And the lives they saved. And Benjamin Tran said, you know, he was grateful to, he was a first generation born in the United States, was so grateful that he could give back to the nation, especially the armed services. And I think everyone felt that when he made that announcement.
Yes. Another great example. And I would also, point out, you started with, our Federal Employee of the Year, Dr. Rana Hajay. And, you know, what also struck me from her example, and we've had other award winners, including last year, the gentleman who basically eradicated polio in India, is that federal employees are doing, you know, great service to the United States, but many of them are also, having a very dramatic and beneficial impact in other countries. So the eradication, well, not quite yet the eradication of bacterial meningitis and pneumonia, but, we're looking at 7 million children around the world in some of the poorest countries in the world being saved because of the work of this federal employee and her colleagues in the Centers for Disease Control. So it's not only the U.S. that's benefiting, but literally the world.
Well, I think that's right. I think there's a certain almost majesty in the way the United States is able to deploy the resources, starting with the people. But then because we're, you know, frankly, a rich nation, we have the air transportation and the logistics strength to be able to project these. You know, we talk about projecting power often in the military, but often we don't talk about projecting other forms of greatness, such as the ability to eradicate a disease, as you mentioned, you know, thousands of miles away involving millions of people, because the people that we have inventing these things and coming up with these techniques are backed by these logistics and support and projecting ability that only a great nation can really afford.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one of the things, as I was talking to folks last night, and it's inevitable, almost every award winner basically is so humble and they're almost taken aback. It's like, well, I was just doing my job. But what I have told a number of them quite sincerely is that, you basically, as an award winner now, you are the face of public service. There's the representative of thousands and thousands of other federal employees who are doing tremendous work. And also, for that matter, public employees at state and local level. But because, the public workforce is so anonymous, it's really important, I think, to have a face, to be able to say, oh, yeah, I saw this person, or I listened to the interview from this person. And the stories, can be quite compelling, and they capture, the listener. And I think that's quite important, because I think we need to have public support for government. And yeah, Congress is a little dysfunctional right now, and there's a lot of other things that we grimace at, with some overly bureaucratic things that come up every now and then. But by and large, having this face on of public service and a recognition that there's people every day working the hardest to serve the country.
And speaking of great nation, by the way, I just wanted to play a short clip, John. You'll like this one. Alan Lindenmoyer from NASA, just recently they selected the new space, so to speak, shuttles that will take astronauts to the space station. Two vendors were chosen, and he noted that there had been a launch. Here's what he said.
Yeah. Thank you to, especially to SpaceX for the spectacular launch yesterday, because these remarks would have been a little bit awkward if things didn't go quite.
So, you know, there's a few moments of humor in the whole thing, too.
That was great. And also an illustration, Tom, of the public-private partnership that helps achieve different goals for the country.
Well, that's right. And there's a lot of vendor support for this event. And I think it's also worth noting that I said earlier, the level of people that come to do the presentations. You've had cabinet secretaries after cabinet secretary presenting on behalf of their employees. And I think that sends a super strong message to the average Fed that someone at the top does care about the work they're doing.
Absolutely. The attorney general, the new secretary of Veterans Affairs, the NASA administrator. And they're there, you know, simply to recognize the people, on the line doing the work. And I think that's very symbolic as well.
All right. So now does the partnership get started on next year's already?
You bet. We are now open for nominations for the 2015 Service to America Medals. We get hundreds of nominations every year, and what we tell agencies, just the fact that you've nominated somebody, and they know it, you know, we let them know, is an honor. And then we get the finalists, the group from which our Blue Ribbon panel selects the actual winners at the end. But it's a year-long process, and agencies, we can't do this without cooperation from folks in the agencies, and so we're open for business, and we're going to celebrate the moment today, and then we'll turn our attention to next year.
All right, John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, great to have you on.
It's a pleasure, Tom. Thank you.